It posed a simple question: why are lifeboats orange? And of which it seems so obvious a topic that you ask yourself why you never thought to find out in the first place. I've worked for the Ornellay for years and I've honestly never asked that question. Of course, the answer's obvious. It's so you can see them. But if that were so, why were they not orange or a similar colour from day one? Because they weren't. And it was to be the 1950s before they found their true shade and stuck to it. Lifeboats started life in ultramarine blue in the 1800s before going a deeper shade of blue in 1923. Before the Oakley class lifeboat in 1958, lifeboats were painted blue, white and red, colours that were easy to get hold of. Then came the huge change in the 50s, taking the superstructure of the lifeboat from grey to safety orange. Simply put, the colour was more visible in the water. I've lost count of the number of times a casualty has spoken of their joy when they saw the orange lifeboat coming towards them. They always mention the colour. So now you know. Hopefully you'll have no trouble seeing the Ornellay this month, as the charity's annual fundraising appeal, May Day, is in full swing. We try to bring the message of May Day home to people by using some of the information gathered by our lifeboat crews in their returns of service. Ornellay rescue figures for the last year show that 53% of the 945 lifeboat launches took place in the months of June, July and August. That's not too surprising when we remember we were in lockdown for much of the year. Lifeboat crews remain busy, bringing 1,145 people to safety. 13 of those were classified as lives saved by the Ornellay, meaning that without the actions of the lifeboat crew, they would not have survived their ordeal. Lifeboat crews are expecting an even busier summer this year, with people staying home and holidaying in Ireland. Last summer, 747 people were aided by volunteer lifeboat crews during the summer months, and that's an increase of 13% on the previous year. And lifeboats are launching to a range of activities. 22 lifeboat call-outs were to swimmers in difficulty. Another 22 were to kayakers and canoeists, while 20 launches were for anglers. 15 were to jet ski-related incidents, and there were 26 launches to people who were walking or running near the coast. 55 call-outs were to fishing vessels. For the causes related to the call-outs, machinery and equipment failure still accounts for a significant number, 196 in total. Grounding or stranding of vessels necessitated in 24 launches, and getting swept or blown out to sea accounted for 26 call-outs. Figures also show that people becoming cut off by the tide is becoming more common, with 20 lifeboat call-outs to people finding themselves stranded. You'll see a lot of safety messaging going out from different agencies over the summer, and hopefully we'll have a safe season. So now that you know that lifeboats are orange and lifeboat volunteers are busy, the Ornellay's May Day campaign runs throughout the month of May. In doing the May Day mile, you can cover any distance for the charity in any way you want. Sign up at ornellay.org/support May Day to register for your May Day mile. And the colour you choose to do it in is entirely your own choice.